everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you with another edition of Thursday Thoughts. This is in place of the program that normally would have been here on a Thursday, but because of changes at WBAI, we now have some open slots, so I'm filling them in with these thoughts for you until we could reorganize ourselves down there. Hey, I want to talk about vainglorious people. Isn't that a great word, vainglorious? Sometimes, this is different than boastful. What is vainglorious? Vainglorious is a condition of vanity. But you know, there are boastful people. There are people who boast, right? I am great. I am wonderful. I am almighty. I am fantastic. I am terrific. I have a big and, you know. There are those people. Then there are the vainglorious people. And here's how you identify them. Sometimes you hear a person talk with so much sincerity that you feel like you must attend to whatever they're saying. They're so sincere. And they're saying something about the universe, the condition of mankind. And they're saying something very important. Then all of a sudden, somewhere in the middle of what they're saying, they drop a little fact about themselves that adds to his or her admirability. Admirability, interesting word, makes you admire them. Like they tell you how selfless they are, or how honest they are, or how good they are, or how smart they are. And they remind you of this over and over again. And you say to yourself, what a good guy. What a good person. Until you hear it over and over again. Oh, I already know you're a good guy. I know you. Oh, no, here's more. Okay, well. When you do that, when they do that, you don't expect it. It seems out of place. But you overlook it because there's a content that is valuable beyond the boast. For example, I heard this person say, I remember 9/11, right? Now we're going to talk about the tragedy of 9/11. And this was on 9/11 he was saying about how he remembered 9/11. I was right there in the middle of all the clouds and smoke. Notice now the attention goes to him, not the tragedy. People were crying and running in every direction. But I knew that panic was even more dangerous, meaning I'm very smart. So I spoke to as many people as possible and helped them remain calm. So now I'm a hero at 9/11, you see. It was a day of horror and disbelief. So you've got me engaged again because I could see the horror and disbelief. People literally buried under rubble. And I led a group to stay as long as possible, to dig away at the rocks, to free the people crushed under the buildings. Notice, I led a group. I stayed behind. I sacrificed myself. I am vainglorious. Please admire me. I wore a cloth around my face, he said, knowing that inhaling those fumes and dust would only lead to disease and debilitation. As soon as it passed, I put on a vitamin-enriched formula, which I was working on, and stayed with it assiduously, he said. I offered it to the firemen, who were all so brave because I wanted to support them. And so on and so forth. But every chance this guy gets, he throws in, what a good guy I am. What a good guy I am. What a good guy I am. In conventional parlance, vanity is the excessive belief in one's own ability to be attractive to others. Now, prior to the 14th century, it did not have such narcissistic undertones, and it merely meant futility. In many religions, vanity, in its modern sense, is considered a form of self-idolatry, in which one rejects God for the sake of one's own image. So to be vainglorious in a religious sense is to deny the existence of a bigger power because you're the bigger power. Now, it's a funny thing because The vainglorious people, as you listen to them boast about themselves, and I mean, when I say boast, it's not, they don't say, I have the biggest chest there is. They make passing references to their greatness. It's passing. It's as if I were to say to you over and over again, well, yeah, there's a person with depression. I remember I cured a man like that, and he had this serious depression. And then I would just keep reminding you about how great I am as a therapist. Yeah, we talked about that subject a number of times. In fact, I helped lead the research team to discover psychology. Again, it seems out of place. But because the vainglorious person is talking about a much bigger thing, when they turn the arrow to themselves, when they become the star of the story, you feel weird. You feel strange. You wonder why they're doing it. But then somehow you can't really understand. You're back on the story. We're back to the vivid descriptions of 9/11. When you spot a vainglorious person, you should have a feeling for them. I have great heart for people who do that. Because I imagine they must feel so tiny inside, so small, that all they could do is keep reminding everybody and waving a flag over and over again, saying, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great. Now, it is perfectly natural in nature, which makes it natural, for the peacock to spread its feathers, for the bull to make the loudest sound, the gorilla to thump on his chest. It's perfectly natural for flowers to splay and birds to show, you know, how great they are and sometimes look bigger than they are, and fish do it too. They blow themselves up to look bigger. It's perfectly natural to do that to attract a mate or to defend yourself. But what does it mean to a person who's always doing that, even with their kids? I mean, you have children. Why are you boasting to your children? Why are you telling your children how great you are all the time? Do you think your children will love you more, or will they love you less? Being humble is something I really admire. Being humble means I talk as if I'm not a big deal. That's it. Those are the people to me who are the big deals. So this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Now, there are certain people who are humble because they're afraid to pick up their heads. They're afraid it's going to get chopped off. So they're always knocking themselves in some way. They're always reducing themselves in everybody's eyes. That's not humility to me. That's a manipulation. That's just something that you do so that nobody targets you. But there's a different kind of humility, one that I admire in a lot of people. People who, they just say, you know, we're all part of this world together and we're all working together. So I guess actually I'm one of those humble people, which makes me very admirable. In fact, I'm such a humble person. I'm one of the greatest humble, I'm only kidding. I'm just such a wonderful, humble person. Don't believe me, friends. It's something to pay attention to in people. When you see it in people and you see people boasting, don't buy a car from them, right? And because if they're salespeople and they're boasting, that means that you're trying to pull the wool over your eyes. And be cautious in your dealings, but be sympathetic, be understanding, be loving, because they're just little children trying to make believe they're all grown up. This is Armand DeMille with you. Be back with you again, my friends. Here's another thought that you may share with each other.